Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those who are interested in the activities youth are involved with during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education. And I'm your host, Mike Wilson. Today is a continuation of a series of podcasts that we're developing based on the social distance practices that have been caused by the coronavirus pandemic. Today, I have two students that are soon to be high school graduating students, and they're going to share their experience of what life has been like since they no longer go to school, have to do classes online, and we'll also probably have to postpone some memorable events that happen each senior year. So my guests today are Brandon Cephas and John Mitchell Good. Both are seniors at Wheatley High School, which is located in the historic Fifth Ward District of Houston, Texas. The school has a population of about 1,000 students and, like every other school in this country, has been shut down because of COVID-19. Brandon and John Mitchell are also the hosts of the Pen and Paper Podcast. The Pen and Paper Podcast is a result of a collaboration between Harris County Department of Education Case for Kids and Yop Records, creator of the Just Add Beats audio production after school program. In this program, students are taught how to use digital audio production hardware and software to record their own podcasts, music, and sound effects, which can be distributed digitally worldwide. Hey guys, I hope things are going well with you today. Can you introduce yourself?
My name is John Mitchell Good. I'm 18 and a senior at Wheatley High School.
My name is Brandon Cephas. I am also a senior at Wheatley High School. I am 17.
Well, I appreciate you guys taking some time out today to be a part of our podcast. So this year has been extremely special for you guys. First of all, being senior, so congratulations on making that achievement. And this is also a memorable class because it's the class of 2020. So that by itself makes this class very unique. But you guys are really experiencing something that no other high school class before you have experienced. And so I would like for you to just share with us what your experiences have been like. How are you adjusting to having to go to school without having to go to school?
It's odd because the online classes are, they're obviously, you know, different because we don't have physical contact. And it's also odd because all of our work is online, and when it comes to online work, it feels like it's more than it would be if it were in a classroom.
And it's kind of like, it's like homeschool, but we have to be more cautious since there's a virus out there, and we have to turn in work at a certain time, even though we don't have a time limit. It's a new experience to be experienced from being at school and being at home. And it's been going good so far.
So your teachers give you deadlines on when you have to turn in assignments, and they give you assignments, what is it, like daily, or do they give you the assignments like per week, and then at the end of the week you have to turn certain assignments in?
Well, the assignments usually be like every week, and usually when that we had to turn them in, is either be the week after we were assigned them. But it's like some of the assignments they're not even assigned to us at the same time as the other ones, and some of the assignments aren't graded until the semester is over.
And if you have any questions or if you're struggling with an assignment, how do you handle that type of situation?
It's a scheduled time that the teacher will be online, and that's when they're going to go live, and we ask them questions about the assignments, and they tell us anything that that we need to do that that was not given to us online.
Is your school day, is it similar to the normal school day during the school year, or now that you're at home, do you do your assignments whenever you just feel like you have time to do it, or do you have to do it between the time that the normal school day works?
I do it when I have time, because there's no real period-to-period thing we have to worry about. So we could just freelance it and do certain assignments at certain times, and mainly times that we choose. So it's more freely done than before Because, you know, in school, you have to do it at this period, at this time. And if it's not turned in, the grade will be lowered.
Well, let me ask you about, like, if you have elective courses. I know in one of the podcast episodes that you guys are producing, one of you mentioned about an auto mechanics instructor. And so if you have an elective class that has special equipment, how do you complete those classes?
Well, for auto mechanics, what we do, since we can't really be taught on new subjects, we have multiple ways to get our grade. So one of the ways we can do some kind of work on a car and film it and send it to the teacher, or if, because our mechanics teacher doesn't really, he focuses on, you know, cars, but he also wants what's best for us and what we want to be in life. So if one of his students that he knows likes cars but also wants to be a filmmaker, he'll probably tell them to, you know, film this car doing something in a certain way that you want it to be, and he'll watch the video and give him the grade.
And what about, like, socializing with your friends? One neat thing about being in high school is you do have some time to hang out with a lot of students that you actually grew up with. And now, because of the social distancing, everybody pretty much is confined to their own house. So is there ways that you guys are able to stay in touch with a lot of your friends that you go to school with?
Yes, mainly just, you know, being online, talking to them, texting them, or the phone. That's mainly how I stay in touch.
I am in the senior group chat, and we all had a senior class FaceTime, so we got to see each other at home since we're not at school anymore.
Probably you guys may have a little bit of an advantage. Your generation is somewhat grown up with technology, and you frequently use technology. For a lot of our older adults and listeners, this is a whole new world, and so we are trying to adjust to using more technology. Have you found out that some of the assignments that maybe your teachers are giving you, that the students are a little bit more comfortable and used to using technology as opposed to the teachers?
Yes, a lot of our teachers do have trouble putting work out and even sometimes explaining it because of the, you know, the barrier. They didn't grow up with the technology that we did. Everything's different, as you said.
What about, like, special events, graduation, senior prom, things of that nature? Has the school contacted y'all on, are they going to postpone it for a later date, or are they going to do it virtually? Did y'all receive any information on how that's going to work?
Well, the principal had a meeting, like, last week. He told us that most of the events are postponed for later, and if they're canceled, he'll inform us later. And I was informed, like, 2 days ago that there might be a virtual graduation for us, depending on how long the quarantine stays. Yeah.
How do you feel about that? Y'all would be probably the first, one of the first groups in history that would have to go through a virtual graduation. I mean, you know, it's a little different than traditional. How do you feel about doing things so differently than in the past?
I'm okay with difference, but a virtual graduation, I don't know how that would work. It's on the fence. It's on the fence because it obviously can work, but I don't know. I don't think it would feel like a real experience.
I kind of don't really like want to do that because, like, it's kind of like going to be strange because you're going to be sitting at your house and they're going to be calling your name and everything, but you're not going to have the experience of walking across the stage and going up to the podium and telling a speech and people from all over that you know come to see you. It's not going to be the same. Like, it's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah, it is a little different. And, you know, unfortunately, not only does it impact you guys, but it also robs, you know, your parents and family members and other people who really look forward to this particular day. So, you know, hopefully by the end of May, they may still be able to have it. And so, you know, we'll just keep our fingers crossed and we'll see what happens. So once all of this is over with, what's your future plans? Are you planning on going to college? Are you going to travel the world? What are your future plans after high school?
My plans is to go to ACC and learn game design so I could, you know, create games is something I like to do. I'm a story maker. So hopefully this quarantine and COVID-19 could end so I could chase my dreams.
I was going to attend ACC and go into the music production part and go more into being the artist so I can improve my craft and soon to be one of the greatest of all time.
Well, I definitely wish you the best of luck in, you know, all your future endeavors. If this were to ever happen again, because this is the first time in modern history where we've had this worldwide pandemic that everybody's aware of, and we're definitely changed our everyday life. So if this were ever to happen again, what advice would you give your teachers as well as other students to help them to adjust to this type of way of teaching as well as learning?
I would say just follow as they say, because we really don't know how long this is going to last. And even in a future sense, we don't know how long that will last either. So just go with the flow, I guess. That's what we've been doing. And it hasn't been, you know, extremely difficult. So it's your best bet. Just go with it.
I would say just stay safe and make sure you're prepared for anything that happens. And make sure that that you're as close to family as possible.
Thank you so much. That's some excellent advice. This concludes this edition of the Making After School Cool podcast. I want to thank my guests for sharing their insight on what it's like to be seniors in high school and having to stay at home and practice social distancing. Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope that you continue to listen to future episodes as we present information that is relevant to the needs for those who are interested in out-of-school and after-school time.